Shalom to all. Today's office is Shalom Shabbos Yud Gimel. We're starting by the fifth line with a quote from the Brisa Sham Nun and the Vilna Sefer on Yud Amud Beis right near the top. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. So we had said Sham Nun that there was a Gzeira by Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that one is not allowed to eat oil from a non-Jew. So Gemara asks, Mi Asar Sashemen? Who asered non-Jewish oil? Rabbi Huda says Daniel Asar Sashemen. It was actually Daniel, like as in Daniel Ezra Nechemia from Ksuvim, one of the leaders of Am Yisrael at the beginning of the second Beis Hamikdash. He asered oil. It wasn't Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. And how do we know this? Because the pasuk tells us, "Vayasim Daniel libay," Daniel placed on his heart. That's what these words literally mean, but it's basically an expression that means he made a firm decision, "Asher lo yizgal pas bag hamelach," that he's not going to be lowered or he's not going to be made disgusted by eating the bread from the king, "Uveyein mishtav," and the wine of his drinking. Now, mishtav is a lashon of two drinkings, so that's referring to oil as well, which means that Daniel said he's not having any oil from the king. As we see once again, there was Daniel that made this gezerah and not Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Now, Rav Acha quotes of Tanchum Bar Chiyo, who says, "B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, this amr la b'shem Rishu Levi." Some say this in Rishu ben Levi. That actually, gezerah was from Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Show you oil and olive lahar melech, that they would go up to it to Har Melech, meaning they'd go to Har Melech, which is where non-Jews lived, in order to get oil, v'narag and olive, and they would be killed by the non-Jews over there, and that's why the gezerah was made. Now the question is, me Tiroi, who mattered it? We know that we could have oil from non-Jews, so who mattered this iser? And the answer is Rebbe Bezino Tiro B'Shemen, Rebbe and his Bezdin, they mattered non-Jewish oil. And according to many Gersois, this is not referring to Rebbe as in Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, it's referring to Rebbe Yehuda Nesiya, who's the grandson of Rebbe. It was him and his bezin that were matur it. Now, once we're on this topic, B'shalashim Kamis Nikar Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rabbi Seinu, there's three places Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi and his bezin is called Rabbi Seinu, and they were mevatel a previous gezerah, begetin, ubeshemen, ubesandol. With getin, this refers to a case where a man handed a get to his wife, stipulating that if I don't come back by 12 months, this is a get, and this guy died within 12 months. So Mishnah says it's not a get. However, Raisa says Rabbi Seinu, he tiru ali nase. Our Rabbanim, they allowed her to get married. That's a case of getin, the case of shemen we just explained, and sandal is referring to an woman gives birth to some sort of form. It's not clear if it's a zachar and a keva. It's called a sandal. Obviously, it's not a living being, but it has some sort of form to it. So according to the Mishnah, she's tamei, and she has to go through the whole entire process as if she had both a male and a female, whereas a bris was taught on that. The Rabbi Seinu were makel, unless the sandal had some sort of form of a face, only then they were machmir. But nothing more asked on this. Bikru loy bezin sharoya. We should call this bezdin a permissive bezdin. To call bezin shuvatol shoshidvarim, any bezdin that's mevatol three things that were previously accepted, who nikra bezin sharoya. It's called a permissive bezdin, and that's not a good term. So Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shmuel, he answers bezdinoi chalak al begetin. The bezin Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, they argue with him in the case of getin. So it's actually not a situation where they were matter three things. It was really only two things. Now Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda has the following question in regards to the fact that mevatel is gzeira. Now it's okay to have oil from non-Jews. Like Antonin, didn't we learn in the Mishnah she'im bezin yachal vatal divrei bezin chaveroi? The one bezin is not allowed to mevatel the words of a previous bezin ad she yigadol imenu b'chachma minyan, unless they're greater than them in chachma and minyan. Talk about a later bezin. And Rebbe and his Bezdin, they muttered something that Daniel and his Chabura assered, which was oil. How are they able to do that? And the answer is El Rabbi Yechon, Kedati Rabbi Yechon, Zlashitasai, Vimar Rabbi Yechon, Mashem Rabbi Lazar Reb Tzadok, Rabbi Yechon says the name Rabbi Lazar Reb Tzadok, Makobla Ani, I have a Messiah, Shakol Gezerah, Shabezdin, Gazin al Tzibur, any Gezerah the Bezdin makes on the Tzibur, on the congregation, Veloi Kiblu Reva Tzibur Alein, and the majority of the Tzibur just simply didn't accept it upon themselves. They didn't keep it. Ain't a Gezerah, it's not officially a Gezerah. And Ubatku Matsu Gezerah Shemen, they checked into and found this gzeira of oil from non-Jews v'loy kiblu reva tzibur alein, and the majority of the tzibur didn't accept it upon themselves in the first place. And that's why later the bezin is allowed to come along and officially say that this is not a gzeira that one has to keep to. Now, we have a story about this. Yisrael Rav Shmuel Bar Marta nachas on a tzivin. He went down to the tzivin. Ashach Rav Simloy Hadraimi. He found Rav Simloy Hadraimi. Yosef was sitting v'darsh and he darshened Rebbe Bezdino Yitir B'Shemen that Rebbe and his bezin they mattered a person to have oil from non-Jews. Now Shmuel kabal loy v'achal. Shmuel accepted this and he would eat oil from non-Jews. Rav loy achal. Rav did not eat oil from non-Jews. Amalei Shmuel, so Shmuel told Rav, Achal, you have to eat oil from non-Jews. Delay Cain, if not, Anoksev Alach, I'm going to write about you, Zakin Mamre, that you're a rebellious elder, and that is not a good thing. So Amalei, Rav told him, Ada not Taman, when I was there, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, Ano Yada, I know, Man Irale, who's the one that was Ma'ar on this? Meaning, who's the one that said this whole thing, that the Gzeira of Shemen is not relevant? Rav Simloi Hadraimi, it was just him. And I'm allowed to argue with him, and therefore I'm allowed to continue my practice of not having non-Jewish oil. However, Shmuel responded to him, Mahu, what do you think it is? Then Meir Lei B'Shem Garmei, he said it in his name. You think Rab Simloi Hadraimi, he was the one that decided that it's not a problem to have non-Jewish oil? Loi, that's not so. B'Shem Rebbe Beis Dinoi, he said it in the name of Rebbe and his Bezdin. He was just quoting what they said. And V'Achach Haloi, he pressured him a lot. V'Achal and Rav ended up eating oil from non-Jews. And we can explain Brisa and Isayhen that there's Gzera on the daughters of non-Jews. And right now we're understanding this to mean that one is not allowed to marry a non-Jewish woman. So Rav Blazer asks, B'Shevim Akaimus Ksev Loi Tzchatein Bam. There's seven psukim in the Torah that tell us, don't marry them. So what do we need a gzeira for not to marry non-Jewish women? Of course you're not allowed to. So answer number one is Rav Avraham Ravin says, Loiser Shiva Amimin. All those psukim are asering the seven nations indigenous to Eretz Yisrael that one's not allowed to marry them. And this gzeira was come along to tell us that one's not allowed to even marry a regular non-Jewish woman, even if she's not from these seven nations. However, Tan Rabbi Shua Unya, Rabbi Shua Unya teaches differently, Loiser Beit Sehen, this iser of Binay Sehen is asering eggs from a non-Jew, as in chicken eggs, like eggs that you make in the morning, omelets or scrambled. And Tan Rabbi Shmuel, taught in the Braisa, the Pasuk says, Vez Bas Hayana, which is literally translated as the daughter of an ostrich, Zu Beitza Sanamis, this is referring to the egg from an ostrich, so we see that Bas, a daughter, could actually be referring to an egg. Continue to explain the Braisa, we said, Shech Lazaron, the Shech Lazara, the semen of a non-Jew, is considered Tame, even though we know, Maker, then it's not. The Gzer is that it is considered Tame. Ask the Gemara of Leikon Amar of Acha, didn't Rav Acha say in the Neir of Chinna, who says, Bashir Rabbi Yechanon, Shech Lazar Shal Gai Tahira, the Shech Lazar of a Gai is Tahar, so how can we say the Gzer is that it's Tame? And the answer is, the Gzer was as follows, She'i Efshel, the Shech Lazar Lotzeis Beloi Meir Raglayim, that it's impossible for Shech Lazar to come out without a little bit of Meir Raglayim, a little bit of urine. And so actually, in truth, you're right. Shech Lazar of a non-Jew, Maker, then is not Tame, only Meir Raglayim is. It's just that since it's impossible for Shech Lazar to come out without Meir Raglayim, that means that Shech Lazar of a Mela is going to have the same din. The nafkamina would be, is that if Shech Lazar from a non-Jew dried and there's no Meir Raglayim there anymore, then that Shech Lazar would actually be Tahar. Onto your Gemara on top, we continue explaining about Hilchos Baal Keri, that there were certain halachas of Baal Keri that they were geyser on. We had explained that Ezra was matakin, that a Baal Keri is not allowed to daven. They added on to that a Baal Keri is not allowed to even learn. Now we just qualify this gezerah. Rav Babar Acha says, B'shem Rebbe, Shreina halachas v'ena shreina agadais. Even if a person's a Baal Keri, he's allowed to learn or teach halachas, meaning just simple, basic halachas, but he's not allowed to learn agadais, which is more complicated. They need more explanation. And Tanim B'shem Rebbe Yossi, we have a similar brass name, Rebbe Yossi, Shreina halachas rukliyos. He could learn regular halachas that he's used to, that he's accustomed to, and they flow very easily. As long as he doesn't lay out, which means basically explain the Mishnah, he's not allowed to go into the reasons behind the halachas and the Mishnayas, he just has to say them as they are, cut and dry. This is by Maimar, and some want to say, as long as he doesn't mention Askaris, the names of Hashem in these halachas that he's learning, and that's the main issue. On to the next day, in Valhilchas Eretz Ha'amim, that there were guys on Eretz Ha'amim, that Chutz La'aretz, meaning any place outside Eretz Yisrael, has a din of Tomas Meis, as the Gemara of Eloikin, Omrab Ze'era Baravino, Bashem Rabbi Yirmia, Din Rab Ze'era Baravino, Say Nir Rabbi Yirmia, that Yosef ben Yezer is Treda, Yosef ben Yechon and Ishru Shalayim, Gazer Toma Eretz Ha'amim. They were the ones that were Gazer Toma Eretz Ha'amim. Falkleis Chuches, there were also Gazer on Glass Kalem as well. And let's just complete this before we clarify the question. Rabbi Yoina Amar, Rabbi Yoina says, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, and Rabbi Yosi Amar, the Rabbi Yehuda ben Tabai, Vishem ben Shetach, Gazer, they were Gazer, Toma Klematchos, Toma on metal Kalem. We know that there's two ways to be Matar Kli, which becomes Tame, immersion in a mikvah, or breaking it. Option one, immersing it, requires it to wait till the end of the day, Harav Shemesh, in order to be used. And with option two, it could actually be fixed and used right away. The problem with metal kalim is that they're easily fixed, and if he does so on the same day and uses it, an observer might think it was immersed in the mikvah, and that such a thing doesn't need to wait until nightfall. So the metal kalim is that if it become tameh and he broke it and then he put it back together again, that tumah comes back to it, and he'll have a shame gazer al tahar seyidaim. He'll and shame were gazer on tahar of hands, that all standard hands are considered a sheni latoma. The bottom line is we have our question: how could we say that beishame and beishil were gazer on tumas eretz ha'amim? Yosef ben Yezer Shtreda and Yosef ben Yochanan Ishu Shalayim, they were the ones that made that gzera. And the answer is, Rabbi Yisrael Rabban tells us, B'shem Rablevi, Kachos HaLacha B'yadon, this was actually the halacha in their hands, Ushchachua, and they forgot it. Meaning you're right, these last two, the Zugas, Yosef ben Yezer Shtreda and Yosef ben Yochanan Ishu Shalayim, they were the ones that were gezer, the Chutz La'aretz, Hazadin Tomas Meis. But it was simply forgotten. Bamdu Shnaim, and then later on, Beisham Beisil came along, Veskimo Dasar Yishainim, and they were maskim, which does not mean that they agreed, it means that they were mechavin. They on their own thought about the same exact thing that these earlier ones thought of, and they were re-geyseret. They didn't know they were being re-geyseret. They thought it was something brand new, but it really turned out to be just a reenactment of the gezerah that was forgotten. El Lamedcha, this whole thing teaches you, shekol davar shenoyes in bezin nafshan olav, that anything bezin puts their whole nefesh into, their meiser nefesh for, they really put their all to be geyser, soifel eskayim biyadon, eventually it will be mekoyim, k'ma shenemar Moshe Sinai, as if it was said from Moshe at Sinai. And that's exactly what happened. Yosef ben Yezer Ishtreda and Yosef ben Yochanan Ishru Shalayim, they were meiser nafshan olav, they made sure to be geyser, something that was very important for Am Yisrael, and even though it was forgotten, later on, Beisham Beisil came along and were re-geyser it. Now we just have a memra of the importance of a person really investing into learning and to doing it 100%. Vasek Kadmai Ramano, this is just like what Ramano says, the Pasuk tells us, Kiloi Dover Reikumi Kem. Now he's referring to Tyra and literally means, this is not an empty thing from you. However, what's the drasha? Ve'im Dover Reikumi Kem, if it is empty from you, meaning if you find yourself empty from Tyra, Lama, why would that be? Husha'ein Atamigain Boy, that's because you're not putting the full yagiyah, the full effort into it, you really have to kill yourself over it. As the Pasuk continues, Ki Uchayechem, it's your life. Emas Ayuchayechem, when is it your life? Pishosh atem yigayim bay, only when you put the real toil and real effort into it. Now continue to discuss one bezin being mevatel, something else that a previous bezin was geyser. Shmuel says, loy shanu el besach shemayna asar. This is only taught regarding the 18 things. Meaning these 18 things that were nigzar by Beisham Beisel on that day, those things are now to be done away with by a later bezin, unless they were greater b'chachma and b'minyan. Ha, chosash shemayna asar, afilu katem mevatel. But other gzeiros that other bati dinim make that are not included in these 18, if a bezin comes along later on, even if they're smaller and they're not as numerous, still they can mevatel that gzeira. However, Seva, and the following question was asked, Hari Shvius, what about a din regarding Shemitah, which we'll explain in a moment? Hari chosash shemayna asar davar, that's not part of the 18 things that were nigzar by Beisham Beisel. Rabbi Yechanan makshila, and Rabbi Yechanan asks on it, what's this referring to? Rabbi Crispus says, "B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Gamliel bezdinoi hitiroi beisr shnei prakam arishayim. Rabbi Gamliel and his bezdin, they matered the isr of two prakam arishayim. We know that one's not allowed to plow their field on Shemitah, and there's an isr of shnei prakam arishayim. Then when dealing with a stay ilon, it's usher to plow even before Shemitah from a certain time, and when dealing with a stay lavan, a field of grain, it's usher to plow before Shemitah from a different time. That's called shnei prakam arishayim. And Rabbi Gamliel and his bezdin, they matered that isr and they allowed a person to plow within this time. And Rabbi Yechanan bay, that's probably Gersan, Rabbi Yonasan, Rabbi Yechanan, v'loy kein tanyon, didn't we learn the Mishnah, she'ein bezin yachal levatel z'diri bezin chaveri, elam kin galu menu chachom minyan. The one bezin is not a mevatel, a previous bezin's psak, unless they're greater in chachom minyan. So how can Rabbi Gamliel and his bezin be mevatel this isser? As we see, Rabbi Yechanan's asking this question, that one bezin is not a mevatel, a previous bezin's takana, even though this is beyond the shmein aser davar. This din of Shemitah is not something that was nigzar on that day, and so Shmuel's din doesn't seem to make sense. However, now we have a different version of this memra. Aser Avavin Rav Avin came, and he said in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, who quoted B'Shem Shmuel, Loi shanu el chutzla shmein asar. This din, that a bezin is not a levatel, a previous bezin's takana, unless they're greater in chachma and minyan, are only in regards to things chutzla shmein asar davar that were nigzar on that day. Habesach shmein asar, if we're talking about one of those 80 things that were nigzar on that day, afilu gadol in a levatel. Even if the bezin that comes later is greater and more numerous, they're still not a levatel it. Mipnei sha'am del hem nafshi sayin, because those takanas were made with mesiras nefesh. We had explained that Talmidim and Beishamai stood there with swords and spears to protect their majority, and that's concerned Mesiras Nefesh, and since these takanos were made with Mesiras Nefesh, we're now going to mevatel them, even if we have a bezin that's greater and more numerous. However, Amar Ravana, Ravana asked on this, Loi mistabra, deloi, hayol v'hu oines, batel? Wouldn't it be mistabra to say the exact opposite, that we would be able to mevatel these takanos, because by the fact that they were Meister Nefesh for it, means that everyone else was forced into accepting these takanos, so they actually should be batel. Again, if Beishamai is standing there with weapons, preventing themselves from being overruled, that means they forced their takana on everyone. That's not called Mesiras Nefesh on everyone else's part, and therefore we shouldn't be able to mevatel the takana. That's question number one. You down on top. Question number two, Hesavin, they asked, Hare Shemen, what about the takana of oil? Hare B'sach Shemen Asar, that's one of these 18 things that was Nigzar. Rabbi Yechanan, that's a proper girsa. Makshila, he asks on this. Remember in the previous daf on Omar Aleph, Rabbi Yechanan asked, how is Rabbi able to mevatel the gzera if a bezin is not a mevatel gzera of a bezin that came before him? Now, Rabbi Yechanan's question was only that a smaller bezin can't be mevatel it. However, if Rav Avin is correct, he should have asked that even a bigger bezin isn't allowed to be mevatel it. Not just that a smaller bezin is not mevatel it, according to Rav Avin, even a bigger bezin is not mevatel one of these 18 things. Now the answer to this question is, Rav Kahana, Brid, Rav Chir, Rav Abba says, and Rav Acha, Mati B'Shem Rav Yechanan, Rav Acha is inclined to say in the name of Rav Yechanan, the Shemen bitlay mevatel. The takana of Shemen that they made, that were not allowed to have a Shemen of non-Jews, in the original making of the takana, they stipulated that if a later bezin comes along to mevatel it, they're allowed to mevatel it. And we see something similar in another place. Nachum Brid, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni says, B'Shem Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Chamesh Chatois Mesois, there's five different types of chatos that have to be left to die for one reason or another. Ratzu bezin levatel, mevatelon. If bezin wants to mevatel that din, they can mevatel it. In our Chir Bar'ada, he explains, Hadata Hat'amra has only said, Shelo yidchul misa, that this chatos doesn't have to be forced to die, and instead, v'yipul nedava, it's going to be used for nedava. Meaning, we have this karbon, which is a chatos, that really, b'nei takas chachamim should die, but if they want, they can mevatel that takana, and say that it has to go out to graze, it gets a mum, we sell it, and then we take that money, and we buy a karbon nedava for the Beis HaMikdash. Avoli karbon kav mizbeach, but in regards to taking this very animal and bring it as a carbon in the mizbeach, in chatas misa kreva, a chatas which is really supposed to be left to die, is not allowed to be brought as a carbon. But once again, we see from here that there's such a concept of a gzera that was made by a bezdin, but built into that very gzera is that if later bezdin comes along to mevatel it, they're allowed to do so. And that's exactly what happened with the oil gzera, even though it was one of those 18, it was still able to be nullified by a later bezdin. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.